Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter 7, Punishing the Poor Muslims. Just as Islam continued spreading and growing in number, the anger and hatred of the kuffar of Makkah also increased. The kuffar could not trouble the stronger Muslims too much, those who had the support of their tribes. Therefore, they began harming and punishing the poor Muslims who had no one to help them. Some Muslims were beaten terribly, whilst others were locked in dark and narrow cages. We will now mention some of the punishments. Bilal radiallahu anhu, the leader of the Muazzins. He was a slave of Umayyah bin Khalaf. In the heat of the afternoon, when the heat was at its strongest, and the boulders of the desert turned blazing hot, he, Umayyah the master, would command his servants to lay Bilal radiallahu anhu down onto the hot stones of the desert, and place a boulder onto his chest. He would then shout at him, "You will die like this. If you have any hope of living, then leave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and start praying to Lat and Uzza." Even in these difficult times, nothing but the words Ahad, Ahad, he is one would come out from the mouth of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Umayyah would sometimes wrap him in a cow skin or make him wear a suit of armor and force him to sit in the boiling sun. Even in this condition, the words Ahad, Ahad would flow from his tongue. When Umayyah, his master, realized that Bilal radiallahu anhu was really very strong on his Islam, he tied a rope around his neck and told some young boys to continue dragging him around the city. But even then too, Ahad, Ahad. One day, as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was passing by, seeing the terrible punishment of Bilal radiallahu anhu, he said to Umayyah the master, "Don't you fear Allah? Until when will this torture continue?" Umayyah replied, "You are responsible for making him like this. Now you will have to free him." As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replied, "Very well, I have a slave who is extremely strong, and he is very strong on your religion. Take him in exchange of Bilal, and give Bilal to me." Umayyah agreed to this offer. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then took Bilal radiallahu anhu along with him and set him free. The torture and injuries upon Bilal radiallahu anhu left horrible scars on his back. These scars could be seen whenever he happened to be open. Okay.